George W. Bush's presidency meets its first test this week, even before his inauguration on Saturday. The Senate will hold hearings on the president-elect's designated attorney general, former Missouri Senator John Ashcroft, and those hearings promise to provide fireworks. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Ashcroft is a recent member of the Senate club. Is he facing any real threat?
Well, they don't like taking on members of the club, as you well know, but Democratic constituency groups are very head up about this nomination, and Democratic senators can't just ignore groups like civil rights organizations and the ACLU and abortion rights organizations who say that that Ashcroft is opposed to affirmative action and he is against abortion even for incest and rape. So they are organizing a very active campaign against him. Now, John Ashcroft would say that Congress is a different place, that Congress is the place where you debate all of these issues. And yes, he's made a variety of statements along these lines, but that is very different to be in the administration, where you have the job of enforcing the law. And he points to the fact that when he was governor of Missouri, at the same time that he was elected, a lottery was enacted, and he opposed the lottery with every part of him, but then he set it up and enforced it and did what was required under the law, and he says he'd do the same thing under these circumstances. Now, the Democrats are bringing in Ronnie White to testify this week. He is the Missouri state judge who was nominated for a federal judgeship, and Ashcroft led the opposition to him. But the Republicans are trying to trump that testimony because they're bringing in the husband of one of the victims, of the man that Ronnie White did not give the death penalty to, the murderer. So it promises to be very, very interesting hearings indeed.
Any possibility that he could be defeated?
Probably not. He is a member of the Senate club. He is a cabinet pick, and Time magazine reports that there are 11 Democrats ready to go for him. So I think his views are not likely to defeat him, but if there's anything personal, for instance, there's stories that there was fundraising out of his attorney general office, and people were paid from the state coffers instead of from his campaign. I don't know whether that has any effect. Something along those lines, something personal, could derail him, but otherwise he's likely to be confirmed.
Another battle is promised over the nomination of Gail Norton as Secretary of the Interior. What's the likelihood of her nomination?
Well, again, it's likely, but there are significant problems there. She filed lawsuits against the Interior Department, which she will now be heading. She said that laws that she would be required to enforce were unconstitutional, laws like the Endangered Species Act and Surface Mining Act. She lobbied for the National Lead Company, which produces lead paint and has been involved in something like 14 lawsuits from the federal government and private parties. But her supporters, again, say, look, when she was in a position as Attorney General of the state, she upheld the laws, and she tried to reach reasonable compromise between industries and environmentalists. She points, for instance, to the situation where wolves were released under the Endangered Species Act, but ranchers were compensated for any livestock that the wolves ate, and that she says that would be a sensible way to proceed. So, again, she's trying to portray herself as a moderate. The Democrats are portraying her as an extremist.
Bush has been giving a number of interviews over the last few days. Any new information there?
Well, we've learned that he's reading up on John Quincy Adams once his father started calling him Quincy. But I think seriously that we've learned more from his handling of the Linda Chavez situation, where he just cut and run. There was no agonizing, hand-wringing, anything like that. He cut his support from her, named the new labor secretary. That could be a sign of the way he's going to govern.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.